2121, July 7th. The eastern archipelago drifts ever more apart, and the southern continent is in rapturous chaos, with devastated landscapes and ruinous mountains torn asunder. Only one landmass remains still, a large island called Kinderwald. Divided in half, Kinderwald is an enormous island that still harbors prairies and many forests to make use of. That, plus the wildlife, would make this place a safe haven. And it was, for a while. Unfortunately, the inhabitants of this island were not safe from the very foe that felled humanity. Twisting into the grass and grasping the roots of trees are many muscles and sinew, sewn like wire into the landscape. Even this land is not safe. In fact, it is theorized that this is where it all began. To the south is the Great Clamor, a large continental mass that was gored from beneath, causing it to collapse spectacularly and dragging half the nearby ocean over it. In a flash, 70% of the remaining human population had died. The ocean is red and brown. Blood and rust swarm the bottom, alongside metal monstrosities that are the result of all this. These creatures range in size. Sometimes swarms of metal and sinew mosquitoes will attack a village, while other times, entire life vessels in the deep ocean get attacked by gargantuan ones, bigger than any building. There is said to be no ocean floor anymore, only a mass of metal crossbeams and wires guarding the heart of Earth's greatest invader. Mussel fields are common out on the ocean. Those tie directly to feed chutes that send you straight to the main processing array. Those mussel fields are odd as well, as no metal creatures swim through them. Long masses of nerve wires stretch to the surface, but never breach. With them are loose meshes of sinew and muscle. The moment you touch the nerves, 600 pounds of force crush your body and pull you into its throat. Just east of the Great Clamor is a large city district. 4,000 inhabitants in this quadrant at one point. Unfortunately, the streets are flooded and absolutely filled with metal nightmares. Those aren't the only threat, of course. If anything, there's a war going on. In 2100, a man came forward seeking help in Lafayette, Colorado, an old territory claimed by the Americans. When someone investigated, they quickly had to call the National Guard. An overgrowth of human muscle tissue had swarmed the abandoned industrial district and was still growing. All efforts to contain it were met with hostility, with the muscle even forming into ligaments that were capable of picking up and throwing or outright strangling people. Nothing was enough to stop its growth. It tore through and assimilated everything. Eventually, it began to produce drones. Mindless formations of muscle given vague consciousness. We didn't think them to be hostile at the time, given their inability to move or even live past 30 minutes. That was until the drones began to grow working limbs and could adapt to locomotion quite easily. Soon, it halted its growth and began to mass produce these drones. When they found prey, presumably by scent, they would chase them down and rip them apart. Some cases were unbelievable, with people claiming the drones were stealing corpses and feeding them to the mass. Given a month, all of Colorado was consumed and the world was consolidating its efforts to stop this thing. It had amassed an army that was assaulting the entirety of nearby territories. Those drones were from 21 years ago. They evolved to adapt instantaneously to locomotion within a week, so the world is now dealing with hyper-evolved specimens that can communicate and guide the others. These specimens are all over the city. They are mindless pack animals that will attack en masse on sight. That's not the only danger to the city. The metal abominations lurk across the land as well. This area is particularly prone to Dahl activity, but that's a different story. Off to the west of this partially flooded city is a plateau, and resting upon said plateau as the final remnants of humanity. They deal with rackers, collectors, and dolls. Rackers are another nuisance of the fall of humanity. Flying drones that swarm on sight. They can mutilate, but not murder. No confirmed kills made strictly by rackers has been recorded. Rather, they pierce tiny hooks into your flesh and carry you over the wall of the main processing array, dropping you on the other side. The last of the humans have tried in vain to get rid of this swarm. This swarm does serve another purpose, though. They alert collectors. Large iron spiders that drip with gore and blood. They take humans and put them into their abdomen. Within said abdomen is likely a few things. The mangled and gooey human, flesh and bone that has been liquefied at a grinder. Massive metal rods and edges, and possibly a half-liquefied member of the human race. These abdomens are equipped with a grinder as well, and it has no problem with stuffing as many humans into its abdomen as possible before grinding them into mush. The collectors oversee grinders, which are monoliths that plague different locations of the land. Large pillars with a valve at the top of them. If your friend was stolen by a collector, they're likely in here. This is your last stop before what it likes to call immortality. Opening the valve reveals that inside these grinders is, well, a house-sized grinder. You can avoid many of the blades, but climbing out is impossible without a rope. Yet, that isn't the biggest threat. The main processing array houses within it the second largest grinder in all of the world. The largest is still under construction in the deepest part of the sea. This grinder, however, is enormous. One blade is the size of a housing block. It turns anything into mush, as the top blades are for the large dumps of humans. There are 25 levels of blades, with the final 5 being less than a foot across. It's said the whole time you are processed, you never lose consciousness, nor do you disconnect from your nerves. Everything still works. You can think perfectly fine. But you can also feel your body being mangled and twisted. How this is possible, nobody knows. But it worsens. Processing denotes that this machine does something with the human flesh, and unfortunately, the consciousness is said to not be far behind. Your muscle tissue liquefied. Bones and anything you had on you beforehand is dropped into a vat. The explorer who found this place called it a living broth of humans. It's kept constantly at the temperature of the human body. A large mixer of hundreds of blades stirs the vat once an hour, and it is routinely poured out in increments for the flesh weaver to utilize. The machine that started it all, the flesh weaver. After the mass of human flesh began to overtake Lafayette, explorers began searching for answers. Going into the belly of the beast brought them 30 miles below the earth and into an alien structure that housed a simple machine. Made from the very arms that created it, the machine is clamped on and into the fleshy arms of its inventor. Piercing elongated syringes like needles from just beneath the fingernails, these fingers move like lightning, weaving the fleshy goo into muscle tissue. It creates every drone by hand. Many are curious as to what this machine has up its sleeve. It must have killed off all the life vessels in the world. The only target it has left, it seemingly can't reach. Like its arms are tied and can't bear to stretch any further. We know it's constructing something, and if our predictions are correct, it's hearkening back to an old schematic from the progenitor of the machine. The schematic is for an Annihilator-class assault drone. It would stretch into the sky, possibly past the clouds, and would require a lot of energy. All the machine has been doing is collecting. Its aggressive behavior towards humanity seems passive. All we know is humanity is terrified. Even if the Annihilator can be destroyed, or maybe we can demolish its ability to construct it, it won't help against the machine's trump card. One last schematic. No pictures of it exist. All that is known is the name and the basic summation from the only man to lay eyes on it. Project Cloudburst, a planet-sized construct that has been in the making since the start. If completed, all of Earth is gone. It will be entirely assimilated by this machine, and God only knows where it will go next. We are all still hoping that the ships that got off this rock made it to somewhere safe.